It is the Petawawa Toyota and MyFM local legend of the week. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest this week is none other than Jane Brophy, who is the longtime manager of the Pembroke Mall. So, Jane, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day today to chat with us, and congratulations on being nominated. Tell us what it feels to be officially named a local legend after being around for so long in the community.
Quite the title to be provided with. Thank you to my nominee, Tracy. I appreciate it.
So we were kind of talking before that you're actually coming up on a milestone as general manager of the Pembroke Mall. What does that kind of mean to you personally?
Well, in January of 1984, I was working part-time at Occasion Lane and going to Algonquin College when a memo came out saying that the mall manager was retiring. I applied for the job, had an interview, and had to be in North Bay a few days later for training, and I'm still here. But when I reflect back on those 40 years, there have been a lot of changes. When I was hired by the original owners and managers of the property, Juno Developments, who had built the Pembroke Mall, worked for them for 20 years. Then the property was sold to Fishman Holdings, managed by a few different property management companies, and 8 years ago we were sold to Strathallan, which is now Salt Hill Capital. So I've seen a lot of changes in the way that the property has been managed, as well a lot of changes in retail over the years.
Okay, so again, there's a this is pretty much home for you, I guess. Home away from home is at the Pembroke Mall. What are some of the, I guess, main highlights over the course of your tenure there?
I guess the highlights that we've had a number of expansions. We expanded out at the front of the mall to enlarge the Mark's Rook warehouse, which is now moved down to the other end of the mall. We, at that time,
That's okay.
Some of the highlights have to be the expansions, the construction that has taken place here at the mall, but also the numerous community events that we have been able to stage, host here at the Pembroke Mall, everything from Jail and Bails to the Kiwanis Club, who have now taken over the Christmas gift-giving tree. So there have been a lot of really great events that have occurred here over the years, and we look forward to many more occurring in the years to come.
Well, I was actually going to touch on that before you said that, actually, about, you know, pretty much being Pembroke Mall a hub for local organizations to kind of come and hold their fundraisers and things like that. We also saw, you know, the Connect to Care Telethon happen there a few times as well. Is that something that's, you know, a little heartwarming for you when organizations like that come to you saying, hey, we want to use your space as our hub?
We're glad to provide our space to any community organization, and we now have a specific location, the unit across from the Dollarama store called The Spot, and that is available for community organizations to use for meetings, for fundraisers, for whatever purpose they need to use a space. We're here for them and glad to be able to offer that space free of charge.
Okay. I know you probably get this question a lot, but what do you see as the future of Pembroke Mall?
Well, we're certainly going through some changes. As retail has changed, so has the Pembroke Mall. We look forward to leasing up some of the vacant spaces. We have a new stacked pancake house that will be locating at the west entrance close to Planet Fitness. That construction will start shortly. We've also got a few other leases that we are working on right now, some office space, some retail. So it's a real combination of office space and retail as opposed to only retail as it had been previously.
Okay. Now, 40 years with one company is quite the career and also a milestone, but is there any point when, you know, you might decide to retire one day?
Well, I didn't plan well for retirement, so I'm on the Freedom 95 plan, so I've got a few more years left to be sitting here, but there are always new challenges that present themselves in this business. You know, when I started at Pembroke Mall, the building was 10 years old. The building is now 50 years old. So there are new challenges that come with age for all of us.
Jane, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on 40 years with the Pembroke Mall. Quite the milestone, and we all look forward to working with you again in the future.
Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it.
As always, this is another feature of the Local Legend here on MyFM, a presentation of Petawawa Toyota.